from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. We broadcast live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and motivated every morning, and we're twitching. Thank you, Evan. And let's thank everyone today. A lot of good calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday.
It means a lot to us. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin Rhodes.
You know, worst conditions I felt. And we just took it day by day, trying to hydrate as much, quarantined off. And I definitely say that it's taking its toll for sure, but I've never been more proud of myself for being able to come out here and getting a bronze medal, where last Olympics I was very disappointed, and this time I couldn't be more proud.
Noah Lyles,
should he have run?
Running with COVID. Now not running.
He was positive on Tuesday. He tested positive on Tuesday. In the Olympics, they have all these rules, but they have no rules against competing COVID. With COVID?
No. Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for raising that whole specter.
I think that's one of the things that a lot of people forget. When you can go out, you can see practice, you can knick-knack this, that, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. Deshaun Watson is going to turn it on. He always going to find a way to shine when the lights come on. Man, I just rhymed. Oh my, can I leave off that one? I know that one's going to hit.
A lot of rhymes. Hey, we've got the great Lawrence Holmes. And he's here with Dan Bernstein.
I am Eber-juiced.
Who was that talking about Deshaun Watson?
That was Jameis
Winston.
Okay.
Yeah. Jameis Winston.
Yeah. I know that's going to hit.
Yeah.
Great.
How you guys holding up? How you doing? How is the post-DePedro formula treating you? Is your life better? Do you feel renewed?
It was better until we got to the press conference. So it was better for like 2 hours until we got to the press conference yesterday. And then you guys' interview today, not great. You guys did great. He's not great.
He just sounds like a poser. He just sounds like a guy that went in and grabbed his dad's briefcase and walked into the room and says, I'm going to work.
So what specifically did he say that made you have that response?
It's not
the way. It's the uncertainty. It's the all of the stammering and the searching for words. It's like these guys always talk about conviction. They always talk about he speaks with so little conviction, such an absence of belief in his own thoughts.
Even when you basically, David, gave him a do-over to talk about the timeline, he seemed unsure then, even though he's answered the question multiple times between yesterday and when you asked it.
Mm-hmm.
There just doesn't seem to be, there's nothing about him at this point that makes you feel confident that he knows that what he's doing either. And that's the struggle that the White Sox find themselves in. I think that it's a good thing that they moved on from Pedro, but when you look at the subsequent things that happened after that and where you end up, and him backtracking yesterday after saying, we're going to hire someone who's in uniform in another organization, and then someone being like, well, wait, there are good candidates who are not in uniform, and some of them used to be in your organization. What's wrong with them? Oh, well, yeah, we're going to totally do that.
Well, the stuff about La Russa, too, it's like he doesn't even understand. Tony La Russa can come in and make a decision over his head by snapping his fingers.
How do you know that, though? I know that will be the sentiment and that will be the feeling. He basically said, though, that is not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, Rick Hahn thought it wasn't going to happen either when Jerry hired La Russa.
You're just distrusting, and I understand that that's skepticism that is appropriate with everything with the White Sox, but he was very clear about that. This is his hire.
As far as he knows.
See, I appreciate your kind of cynicism with everything that's going on. I think that part of the problem is, and Chris Getz, God bless him, I enjoyed our conversation. Part of the problem is that Jerry Reinsdorf is the final authority on everything, and Jerry seemingly wants control over correct. In other words, as long as he's calling the shot, everything's okay, regardless of how things work out. I got a text from a friend of mine shortly after that interview that said, it sounds like Chris Getz has permission to lose 100 games as many seasons as he wants. And that is chilling to think about. That we're nearing the halfway point, let's say, of the 100 season losses. It shall continue. It shall go on. And then after a few years, maybe they get out of it.
Mully, I don't see a way for them out of it other than the owner wanting to, the owner's ego not allowing for it. Meaning you're going to go out and you're going to spend money. Whether we're talking about players or we're talking about infrastructure, I hope that that's not the case, but it's hard to see. Even in the best circumstances.
Yes.
Like I tried to run the scenarios last night where I'm going, even if you said they're going to get everything right.
Yeah.
We're still talking about 3 years.
That's what I'm saying.
If he talks about the
process. That leaves you in the right now with like the worst season ever. Next year could be at. They're not done tearing this down. They still have to trade their best pitcher. They still have to get rid of their best player if they can make him good again.
And Colson Montgomery's bad.
And he's not working out in AAA. So, which is the reality of baseball prospects, by the way. I'm not criticizing it. I'm just saying this is what happens. The process.
Dan, if I heard you talking yesterday, and I'm curious about this, came to mind. If the White Sox, after going through the entire exhaustive process, if it is indeed exhaustive, end up with a manager who is 1 year removed from being the National League Manager of the Year, will you disqualify him immediately because of his proximity to Tony La Russa?
It's certainly a mitigating factor in any criticism. I don't think it rises to the level of disqualification, but the rot in this organization runs so deep that every time more important people step to the microphone, we have more and more questions. It's just not run properly. This is a crumbling end stage operation. The only thing that's going to correct it is an ownership change, and that's not going to happen until Jerry leaves us. It's just not. And at the moment, they're behaving like a shambling corpse of an organization.
Hmm. Which ends up being really unfair to the fan base, because if we, like, let's take Dan's theory and run it to its conclusion. You get 3 or 4 years of really bad baseball, and then the team leaves. Like, if you're a White Sox fan, how are you supposed to feel? Maybe you're not supposed to feel anything, but there isn't any hope.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm not disagreeing with that. And I'm certainly not waving the flag for anybody working there. I do think that some of the preconceived notions about people who are in charge. So Chris Getz, he did sound maybe like a guy who's on his first general manager job. He isn't the most eloquent in answering questions. And I'm not making this, I guess I'm making this comparison. Neither was Ryan Poles when he took over.
Okay.
But, and we gave him a chance, and he worked for the McCaskies, and there's a lot of the inherent cynicism there.
David, it's not just how he answered you guys' questions. It's in conjunction with him getting fleeced at the trade deadline. It's in conjunction with him passing up better opportunities because the trades were inside of the division.
Well, that's a bad one.
It's him trading three major league players for three minor league guys. That's you ask
two of them 19-year-old, one pre-hurt.
You have to add all of that stuff. I'm not just judging him on what he did in front of a microphone.
So it's just an overall lack of confidence in his ability to do the job.
I think that I told Dan yesterday on the air, I talked with a baseball executive that said this about Chris Getz. He's 5 years away from being ready for that job.
That's a long apprenticeship.
There's your timeline.
Chances are he won't be here in 5 years. I mean, it's really hard to imagine unless they turn things around that he will be the general manager.
And possibility the White Sox aren't in Chicago in 5 years.
100%. But like, I don't want you to think that it's just that. It's all of it compounded. It's the trade deadline. Yeah. It's what he said. It's how he handled the crochet thing. There's a lot there to not like about Chris Getz.
I understand what you're saying. I think, though, this idea that they're leaving, at least if that is the end goal, at least there is a plan in place. We're going to make sure we can leave without everyone getting upset about whatever it is. But this is just a disaster. And it looks like it's going to get worse before it gets any better. And it may last worse for many a year. They may be setting the worst season record for three seasons.
As far as
breaking their own record.
Also, the other problem with the Poles comp is that was an insular, cloistered organization reaching outward.
Yeah.
And saying, what can we bring in from outside to help us do better business?
That is the difference between
them. And this is just an over-promoted internal hire, and where they lied about the reasons why.
Yes, they lied about the reasons why. They claimed it was because they'd be speed better, quicker. And now look at that. They're going to set a record here.
Right.
All right. What do you guys got?
Well, a lot. We're going to start with a bunch of Bears sound because there was a ton of good Bears discussion yesterday. Then we're going to bring back mostly in full the interview that you did with Chris Getz that was just awesome if people missed it. James Fegan at 11. We're going to hear from Shane Waldron at 11:25. We've got High Noon. Joshua Perry in studio talking NFL and college football as well. Kevin Fishbane at 1 and more.
All right, Kevin. Have a great one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.